Welcome to today's episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. It's all about faith, understanding, encouragement, and life. Be blessed by this episode.
Blessed be God, it's a joy to come your way with God's word. Matthew chapter 27, reading from verse 27 going, it says, then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into headquarters and gathered the whole company around him. They stripped him and dressed him in a scarlet military robe. They twisted together a crown of thorns, put it on his head, and placed a reed in his right hand. And they knelt down before him and mocked him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Then they spit on him, took the reed, and kept hitting him on the head. When they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe, put his clothes on him, and led him away to crucify him. This is the account of the final moment before the death of Christ, how the soldiers of the governor took Jesus up and brought him to the whole company. One man surrounded by an entire army. And there they stripped him and dressed him in a scarlet military robe, twisted a crown of thorns, put it on his head, and gave him a reed. And they started mocking him. As they did that, they spit on him. Then they hit him on the head with a reed. Remember, he's wearing the crown of thorns, and they were hitting the head so that the thorns would keep on penetrating into his head. And then after they did this, they led him away to be crucified. The story of his death continues in verse 45. From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over the whole land. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling for Elijah." Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge, filled it with sour wine, fixed it on a reed, and offered him a drink. But the rest said, "Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." Jesus shouted again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. Suddenly, the curtain of the sanctuary was split in two from top to bottom. The earth quaked and the rocks were split. Jesus shouted with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. Mission accomplished. The purpose for his birth, the purpose for his death was now accomplished. It is finished. The work is over. He has paid the price. He has suffered the persecution. He has endured the shame. He has endured the torture. He has been hanged on the cross. And now he has given up his spirit. The price for our salvation is paid in full. Now there is no more price to pay. Now God does not reckon with us any other charge except the charge that has been paid by Jesus. Jesus paid the price. Jesus died for us. Jesus took our sins upon him, and it is finished. Glory to Jesus forevermore. The Lord bless you. Know that your sins have been paid for on account of Christ. He has endured the shame of people mocking him, spitting on him for our sake and for our sins. His head was pierced, his side was pierced for your sake. The price of salvation is this picture of Jesus. is this work of Jesus, is this action of Jesus. He has paid it all for all eternity. The price is paid. From the first Adam to the last man, the price is paid. Jesus took it all for all of us. And if only we place our trust in him and accept him to be our Lord and Savior, we will realize that Jesus paid it all. Shalom, peace, and life to you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. Till I come your way next time, grow in faith, increase in understanding, give encouragement, enjoy life in Christ.